Y'all ready to get started with our afternoon session? Get to hear a little bit from me again as I introduce our speakers this afternoon. So we are starting off with Ken Pajak.
Yep.
Is that right? Okay. Ken's an Austin attorney with Pajak Law. He specializes in estate planning, probate, business, and business. And I know I just said specializes, which the state bar would not like me to say probably. But anyway, that's his practice.
Focus.
Focuses on. He also serves as an adjunct professor at University of Texas School of Law, where he teaches an annual course in entertainment law. And today he's going to be talking about his presentation entitled, I Can't Go For That, Celebrity Entitlements and Entanglements. So thank you. All right.
Thank you, Bree. Welcome. I know it's lunchtime. And so I give everyone permission to make as much noise as they want and to get up and out, and I will not be offended. So, all right. First off, I think there's an important question that I want to pose. If a lawyer's walking and thinking in the forest and a tree falls, but there's no one around to hear it, can he still bill for it? So... I think the tree is probably related to a case. There has to, all right. So today we're, I'm glad I'm now and not right after lunch because I know that feeling. So today we're going to become familiar with loan out companies and some of the, contractual language, the vernacular that's special, in particular to the entertainment industry, because the entertainment industry has a lot of, it's very similar to oil and gas in the sense that there's bundles of rights that each of them can be licensed. And so between music, publishing royalties and record royalties, it's anytime anyone gets into a contract that's related to the entertainment industry, it's very easy to get lost. So part of today, we're going to look at some of the contracts and some of the terms that you'll encounter that makes it easier to digest. All right. So first off, make sure I know how to do the clicker. Yeah. All right. So first thing is what is this sorcery that you're saying, the loan out company? Essentially, it's just like any other company. It's any business organization that whose purpose is to loan out the services of the talent owner. And so the talent owner can... the loan out is to these third parties, right? These production companies, could be film studios, record labels, could be publishing companies, any third party where there's an agreement for talent services. So what kind of structure? I mean, it's basically a personal service, corporation. So what kind of structure do we use? Typically, it's limited liability companies, and I'm going to assume everybody here is familiar with kind of the basics of LLCs and liability protection and all the all the other requirements that you have to go through to establish and maintain an LLC. Of course, LLCs can be taxed as corporations, right? So the analysis when you're forming a loan out corporation is to be intricately involved with accountants. And how many accountants do we have here today? Okay. Sir, I'm sorry, but I'm going to tell an accountant joke. Well, actually, it's an accountant and a lawyer joke. All right. So what's the difference between accountants and lawyers? And I'll have you answer. Okay. Accountants know that they're boring. So when do these loan out companies get formed? Typically, it's, you know, at a major milestone. So if you're an actor, it could be, you know, the first or second major movie deal that you get where you're going to get a substantial amount of income.